Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Vincent Rowland, who is Senior Vice President, Payment as a Service at Verifone. Vincent, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure.
So, big news coming out of Verifone. Again, I was just speaking with one of your colleagues about a commerce enablement initiative not too long ago, but this is something that I know you spearheaded related to a large deal in the APAC region with Westpac. And specifically, the deal is to offer merchant clients of Westpac a really interesting terminal management solution, payment as a service, that is pretty significant. Why don't you tell us about the deal and what makes it so significant?
Well, payment as a service is basically taking transactions from a point of transactions, a physical point or virtual point of transaction, and bring it to the acquirer, the bank, in this case Westpac, that is basically handling the relationship with the merchant. And so it's a little bit more than terminal management, because of course we do install terminals and we service those terminals, but we also take the transaction to our gateway, our payment services gateway, and from that place we can enrich the transactions, we can add value, but we can also, of course, send the transaction to Westpac for authorization and settlements. And we can do that not only for the in-store solutions, but also for online, mobile, for, you know, what we call the omni-channel transactions today.
So what specifically do the Westpac merchants now have available to them that perhaps they didn't have before or had to do something else in order to take advantage of?
Well, number one, you know, the deal is basically that we will take care of everything from the time that Westpac is giving us the name of the merchant and, you know, what kind of shop it is. We will go and install a completely new terminal, the latest generation of mobile terminals from Verifone, on which, of course, we can run payment applications, but also a number of added value applications. And you may have heard that Westpac has also decided to be kind of pioneering the China UnionPay transactions into Australia, including the contactless version. So adding services, but also making sure that, you know, it's up and running all the time, because you know that this is a fast moving world where complexity is increasing every day, and we want to make it kind of invisible to the merchant. So offering more services without hurdle in productions and not taking any risk, of course, in terms of security.
So payments as a service, it's an interesting label, because it does suggest that certainly the terminal or the hardware is a physical connection point, but that really the software that is inside of that piece of hardware is really able to do a number of things for merchants that allow them to take advantage of new payment and commerce opportunities. Is that really the goal of payments as a service at Verifone?
Well, the goal number one is to make sure that for the merchant, but also for the bank partner, we make it easy to board the merchant, and all included. If something breaks down, if something is happening, you know, a change in regulation, a change in security, Apple Pay showing up in Australia, we will be taking care of making that available to all the merchants of Westpac, because we manage centrally all the install base of the Westpac terminals. And of course, you know, we add all the things which we do sometimes as a single service. You know, the remote management of the terminals, the help desk, having people on the phone that can, you know, on time help you if something is going bad in the shop, field services. And on the gateway point of view, you know, when people have transactions going through the gateway, we are able to show reporting of the transaction. So if the people are questioning, you know, how much money should I receive next day from this scheme because I've had 1,000 transactions, we can show real-time the data, and this is helping them not only to monitor the activity of the store, but also to manage the financial flows of money that they will receive during the next day. So payment as a service tries to make it easy by having all the offerings packaged into what we call an all-in-one pack. And for the banks, it basically takes the technical hurdle out of the banks. You know, it's a world of fast-moving technology, adding skins almost every week, and in the virtual world more than in the physical world. And this means no changes to the Westpac system. They just do the financial part of the transactions, and we take all the technicality out of their hands. And doing that, we also connect all the terminals to the gateway that can add at the next phase what we call the commerce enablement application. And I'm sure that Vin D'Agostino talked about, you know, what he wants to do in loyalty and couponing and mobile wallets. And this is also a way for us to introduce much more quickly all these new added value services to the existing base.
It seems to me like this just makes it simpler for the ecosystem to take advantage of all of the new things that are coming at them, specifically from the merchant's perspective, the ability to let you worry about how it all happens on the back end and giving them more flexibility to offer those solutions to their customers as they gain interest on the part of consumers who want to use them and therefore merchant interest in wanting to support them.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, merchants have also their own POS systems, a big variety of systems. And integrating the payment as a service into the system is also easier for us because we deal every day with the same, you know, point of sales systems in the world. And we are bringing, you know, the benefit of those relationships that we have. And I was just talking about Apple Pay 2.0, but I'm sure you know that this has been demonstrated on a Verifone terminal less than 10 days ago. And it means that when we have it in the lab ready here in the U.S., it's quite easy for us to populate that functionality into other countries and, you know, and large terminal estates because we do it from a single point of management. And that's also the value for the partners around us.
Well, I was going to say, it certainly makes it easy for the merchants, but for the innovators that are trying to reach merchants with new solutions, it's also more efficient for them as well. Is this something that you're seeing gaining a lot more interest and traction because of the availability of innovations like Apple Pay and Android Pay and other things that are coming at merchants now with more frequency?
Yes, you know, this complexity that keeps increasing from a merchant point of view, because of course they would like to offer all these innovations, but when they look at the infrastructure around them, it's not so easy for them to manage this complexity. We are taking basically all this hurdle out of their hands. And so payment as a service is having a you know, quite good success in the large retail, the people who are used to manage their infrastructure by themselves. And we have, you know, almost every week we are winning new tier one and tier two merchants who like to move to payment as a service. But also a number of acquirers who've been used to manage everything by themselves. In the past, they were buying the terminals and basically connecting by themselves and selecting service partners to service. And I think today they realize that it's much more easy to give the accountability of all that to one party like Verifone that is capable of, you know, of managing all this value chain from a single contract for a single price, or at least for a price model which makes all these hurdles invisible to them. And that's why we see this kind of Westpac deal as a fantastic example of what we are doing more and more all over the markets in the world.
Doctor, I was going to ask you whether or not this is a new capability that has surfaced because there is so much complexity and so much innovation that needs to be driven at the point of sale through new devices, or whether you're standing in for another player that used to do this, but you're able to do it more efficiently and possibly better and even more cost effectively. So I think you just answered the question. You're taking this on from acquirers that used to do this, but did it in a different way.
Well, I think it's hard to compare because the traditional model was for people to buy a terminal and then buy service on the software point of view, and then go and shop for somebody who wants to install the terminal and maintain the terminal and repair the terminal. So I think these people were not doing it by themselves, but they were just contracting a number of parties.
Right.
And of course, you know, the U.S. case is different from the France case or from Australia, because all these markets have been built in a different way. But it was always a multitude of partners that were, you know, not so well coordinated. And as complexity was increasing, I think people realized that the management of that complexity was becoming really a non-efficient process and a non-scalable process. And what we bring is efficiency, we bring scale, but we also bring these innovations that are getting more and more to market at a faster pace.
It also sounds like you bring speed. I mean, with what you're doing, you can make it happen faster.
Yes, and we can make it happen faster because also, you know, the people who are inventing the new payment products are much more global today than local. In the past, we had a lot of domestic schemes that were invented in the country and operated in the country. But look at the new wallets, look at the new initiatives. It's all coming from large schemes. It's all coming from new companies like Google and PayPal and Apple and so on. And those guys want, of course, to play a global game. They just don't want to play a local game. And that's also why a global company like Verifone can very much bring, you know, this global reach and this global scale to those partners.
Well, Vincent, thanks very much for giving us an insight into this significant deal with Westpac, and congratulations again on that, but also the significance and the impact of payment as a service that Verifone is offering, the payments ecosystem, and in particular the merchants, but the entire ecosystem that really wants to deliver innovation to consumers that are interacting with merchants. Thanks very much today.
Thanks, Ian.